Hey, it's Woody and Jim. We're excited to have a podcast because, you know, they don't give podcasts to just anybody.
I know.
Totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning from the Eurostone Studios, 93.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, a guy on TikTok has become a viral sensation for his controversial views on washcloths.
I was just informed that there are people who use washcloths in the shower. As a grown adult, are you serious? This can't be real. You're telling me that you are going to use a bacteria-infested cloth rather than just using your hands? Your hands are free, bro.
I don't even know what planet this guy is on.
That he's never heard of washcloths.
Yeah, well, ever. He just heard of them.
I've just been informed.
And it's washcloths.
Totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning from the Eurostone Studios.
Your thoughts on the
FM. If you're just tuning in, a guy on TikTok has become a viral sensation for his controversial views.
Yeah,
do you use washcloths?
I was just informed that there are people who use washcloths in the shower. As a grown adult, are you serious? This can't be real. You're telling me that you are going to use a bacteria-infested cloth rather than just using your hands? Your hands are free, bro.
You can just throw them away.
I don't even know.
Well, yeah, you can throw away anything
away. What planet this guy
that he's never heard of washcloths.
Yeah. Well, ever. Sponges, he's just heard of them.
I mean, I've just
more than
been informed.
Washcloths. And old water,
imagine,
bacteria,
yeah.
Also disgusting
kind of
to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we want to know your thoughts on the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline. 615-555-5555.
What do you think about it?
What do you think about this guy?
Yeah, do you use washcloths?
Absolutely not. I've been using washcloths. I can't use washcloths. Since 19.
And you don't think the sponge does, too. I think it's worse.
Well, yeah, I assume so, but you can just throw away.
And only when they're washed.
Well, yeah, you can throw anything away.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
I totally agree. Washcloths,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes,
you're right. Sponges, Lisa, I mean,
wins the day.
More than even washcloths.
I think
water,
he doesn't understand.
Bacteria, and you don't have one, and you just use it over and over. I think our next caller may be. You grab a new one each time.
What do you think about it?
I don't know.
I think it's bogus.
There seems to be a whole group of people that common sense things are totally new concept to them.
And those people mostly on TikTok. Hey, I've just been informed that ice cream is cold.
Yeah.
What is this all about?
Water?
What?
It's so wet.
Why is it so wet?
I've just been informed.
Why is my water so wet?
That you don't have
somebody explain it to me.
And you just use it over and over.
Yeah, you wash it in between.
You
know, do whatever you want.
Grab a new one each time.
I mean, I have a washcloth.
I don't know.
I have a loofah. Like, I like to have options.
There seems to be a whole group of people that, you know, I use all these
common sense things.
There's some totally new concept to them.
Yeah, a thing that's kind of like a scrunchie.
Yeah, I don't like that, but
hey, I've just been informed that ice cream is cold.
Don't use the same thing.
What is this all about?
Over and over and over forever.
What?
It's so wet.
So, why is it so wet?
I've just been informed.
Why is my water so wet?
Here's your takeaway for the day.
Somebody explain to me
the more you know.
Yeah, so, you know, do whatever you want.
Oh,
I mean, I have a washcloth. I have a loofah. I like to have options.
Yeah, there's people that said, you know, I use all these different things.
Yeah.
There's some like nylon thing.
Yeah, a thing that's kind of like a scrunchie. That
Like I don't like that. But it's use whatever. Just be clean.
Yeah,
just don't use the same thing over and over and over forever and never wash it.
So just bathe. There we go.
It's a takeaway for the day.
Just bathe.
The more you know.
93.3 FM. Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things you want to know this morning. Good news, the toilet paper shortage that never was is still never was. They've settled the dock workers' strike, even though we don't get any toilet paper from boats. We get it from,
here.
Yeah. But people were hoarding toilet paper because they were afraid they were going to run out. Well, don't worry now. They weren't going to run out, and they still won't.
Yeah. And the stuff that's on all those ships that are coming in is going to be taken off the ships and get to where it needs to go.
Yeah.
So that's good.
No problem.
Hey, speaking of travel, we have a long history of the Nashville airport improving and improving and improving. If you remember, if you wanted to go someplace really cool in the world, you had to like take 3 or 4 flights to get there.
Yeah.
Well, more and more international flights are going direct from Nashville. We just heard last week, Icelandic Air is going to be doing direct flights from Nashville to Iceland.
Wow.
One of the cool places I've been. It is amazing. And now Aer Lingus is going to have direct flights 4 times a week starting in 2025 to Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Direct flights. You don't have to go through Atlanta.
God. Yeah. Or New Jersey or any of those places. Chicago. Just get on the plane here. When you get off the plane, you're where you wanted to go.
Exactly. That's very cool. Hey, if you have a casual Friday at your workplace and you're just showing up in jeans today, you're totally overdressed. Apparently, according to fashion magazine Vogue, and people like Rihanna and Angelina Jolie, wearing bathrobes is the hot new trend for ladies.
Okay. So, I've seen that earlier, for years at Walmart.
Yeah, it's just at Walmart. So yeah, this. Oh yeah, that way you have an excuse to do it. Like, yo, the fashion magazine told me this would be okay.
But only the ladies can do it.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Guys just look like, you know, the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, right.
For most of my life, I always thought he sang, "She's got electric boobs."
Did you think he said that, or was it just,
I was just hoping,
wishful thinking?
I was just hoping, I think.
Was it, as Deadpool said, an educated wish?
An educated wish, exactly. Hey, it's Woody and Jim in the Morning. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Hey, almost Halloween. No, screw that. We're going right on to Christmas.
Exactly.
If you were following the Hallmark Channel, of course, they're going to have a deluge of new Christmas movies they have every year, and they're all pretty much the same movie. You know, big city woman begrudgingly returns to her small hometown in Colorado somewhere in the mountains and runs into a widower with a precocious child who all of a sudden they fall in love against their will.
Well, they don't all of a sudden fall in love. It takes a while. At first, there's conflict.
Yeah.
They don't like each other.
They don't like each other. And then, you know,
they have beef from maybe when she lived there years ago.
And she gets a flat tire and he stops and helps her change her tire. And you find out he's a secret billionaire.
And really nice.
And really sweet. Yeah.
And she's come back to like the roots of her upbringing and no longer, you know, is holding on to her big city ways.
Right. She learns what's really important in her life, and
love.
That is love and the holidays. And
I guess
and an acoustic Christmas concert at the end in front of somebody's decorated house.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's not exactly
the same. Which is Southern California with fake snow.
So what they're looking for is they're having a reality show on the Hallmark Channel where they want you to audition. They are looking for Mr. Christmas. So if you would like to be the hunky guy wearing flannel and carrying an axe, probably.
It's, I mean, although Halloween season, that kind of sounds different.
It does,
Yes, but no, if you're just using it to chop down Christmas trees.
Right.
And help, you know, poor people or something.
Then
you're the perfect guy for a Hallmark Christmas movie.
And they, you know, you have to have a love interest is probably somebody that used to be on Full House.
Yeah, like Lacey Chabert or somebody.
Yeah, one of those people. So,
but I think it's a pretty good gig if you can get it because if people like you, you get to do about 10 of those a year.
Yeah.
Which for some actors would be a great job.
Yeah.
For a lot of us, it would be a living hell. But, you know, hey, if that's what you want to do, pursue your dreams.
They're looking for Mr. Christmas. Yeah, I wonder, do they, you know, they probably film them simultaneously, you know,
oh, yeah.
and they just edit them differently, you know.
They
probably just do one movie and just cut it up into different pieces. Like,
all right, now do a different scene on the same set wearing a different flannel shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
So there we are.
Perfect.
Happy holidays, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in dark, we'll walk around the neighborhood.
We talk about how we love dogs.
Yeah.
There's a guy in East Nashville, lives in East Nashville, and his name is Doug. And he also loves dogs. He doesn't have a dog of his own, but he loves, you know, just interacting with dogs and seeing people having a good time with their dogs. I guess he works from home. He has a stand-up desk that's right by his front window.
Okay.
And he went and got a old pinball or a gumball machine.
Oh, okay.
And he strapped it to a tree right in front of his house, and he has dog treats in it. And they're free.
People can go up and turn the little knob, and a dog treat comes out?
Yeah, like you used to do like in the front of a grocery store or something like that.
And he gets to watch the dogs like wag and just enjoy the dog treat. I love this guy.
Yeah, he said, you know, it's a stressful job that he has working from home. But, you know, seeing dogs and seeing wagging tails, it lowers your blood pressure. It's always good for everybody.
Oh, yeah. It releases all kinds of great hormones, unless you're really scared of dogs. But, you know, for the rest of us, no, that's awesome. And it's a great thing. Like, I don't know. I just think that we're not always the best neighbors anymore. Like, we don't even know who lives in our neighborhoods sometimes.
True.
Or the people that, you know, just go into their garage and we haven't met them. Yeah. Even though they moved in next door 2 years ago, you know.
It's true.
So this allows like people to come together in a great way, and dogs are happy, people are happy.
You know, during the summer, people didn't go outside because it was too hot, and then it's soon going to be too cold.
Yeah.
So you're never going to meet anybody that lives in your neighborhood. So get together through dogs. It's very sweet.
Get yourself a dog biscuit gumball machine.
There you
go. Put it in your yard.
Way to go, Doug. All right, we are ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Going Postal Brentwood, big sponsors of the show, big supporters of Woody and Jim in the Morning, your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, for the guys in the audience, we have Brian in Mount Juliet. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
Brian, glad to have you. Yeah. And joining you in this game, your opponent is Taryn from Christiana. Hey Taryn.
Hi.
Okay.
So glad to have you both. Let's get things warmed up with a get acquainted question. Starting with you, Brian, have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
Yeah, I've had both. I broke my ankle in college, and I've had stitches.
All right. Okay. How did the stitches happen?
Playing baseball, I got hit in the right under the eye.
Oh, ouch.
It didn't feel good.
Everybody loves hearing about eye injuries early in the morning, don't they? Sorry. I asked. It was my problem.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Taryn, what about you? Have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
I've never broken a bone. I had stitches, though, one time.
What happened?
Nothing exciting. I was getting my birth control taken out of my arm, so I needed stitches.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was kind of part of the procedure.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use in case you get in trouble. You don't know the answer to a question. You don't think your opponent knows it either. You can use your screw and make them answer your question.
All right. Here we start with a multiple choice question. Taryn, on the last lap of a NASCAR race, do they wave a green, yellow, or white flag?
White flag.
She says confidently.
There you go.
All right. She's up 1-0. Brian, it's your turn. Is Steve Madden a TV chef, a shoe designer, or a wedding dressmaker?
Shoe designer.
Shoes.
That's right. Nailed it. 1-1. We're doing well.
Taryn, what do guys buy at a Lids store?
At a what?
A Lids store.
L-I-D-Z?
S.
Can I use my screw?
Well, actually,
no, it's
no, that's hats.
Hats.
Taryn is correct.
No.
Brian, you can only use the screw on your own questions.
Yeah, but,
man, sorry, I got excited.
It's okay.
A good effort, though.
I like your enthusiasm.
Yes.
All right, Brian, here you go. This one is for you. Mark Wahlberg's brother, Donnie, is a member of what boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Wow.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Okay. It's 2-2 going into the last questions.
All right. Taryn, in baseball, four bagger and moonshot are slang terms for what?
Moon bagger and slingshot? Were they purposely bun it?
Bunting the ball.
No.
That is not correct.
It's a slang term for a home run.
Okay.
That's called a home run.
right. You're saying you're using the wrong words. Use home run. All right. Brian, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right.
All right.
New episodes of Grey's Anatomy are seen on News 2 here in Nashville on what night of the week?
Pure guess. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, you're close.
Incorrect.
Thursday nights. It still is. After 500 years of seasons, Grey's Anatomy is still going.
All right. That means we have a tie. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics version.
Yeah. Up to five lines from a famous song. How many lines will you need? We'll start with you, Taryn. Up to five.
Five.
You want all five.
All five, okay.
I want all of them.
Brian, can you do it in less than five?
Yeah, give me four. Why not?
Four.
All right.
Okay, back to you, Taryn.
Want to do it in less than
three?
Three.
Oh, okay. It's getting interesting. Brian, you want to do it in less than three?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Come on, you can do it in one.
In one?
You can do it in one.
She's trying to talk to you even lower.
Yeah.
He said two. Do you want to do it with two or even go to one and just show off? It's up to you. Brian, it's up to Brian.
Oh, okay.
You can do it in two. You've bid
one
two.
One line. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with two.
Okay.
All right, two.
He's playing it safe.
Okay.
Here are the two lines from a song. We need to know the name of the song. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Name that song.
Take these wings and learn to fly again.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. A few more seconds.
Don't know.
Oh! Taryn.
I can sing that song, but I don't know the name of it either.
Oddly enough, it is called Broken Wings.
Oh, man.
You had the title. It was right there the whole time.
Okay.
Oh, Taryn wins it.
Yay!
93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Frankie Valli, 90 years old, and all of a sudden becoming the darling of TikTok. Everyone is kind of scratching their heads seeing his concert videos.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, credit to the guy who's still out there performing at 90 years old.
Uh-huh.
But he's obviously lip-syncing because he can't do it anymore.
I mean, right.
And his signature singing is up in the high range.
Right, so
you can't do when you hit a certain age, probably like 20, 30 years ago, he couldn't hit those notes.
Right.
So he's lip-syncing, and people are sharing the video of him walking around, and it's really like, he's just holding the microphone up, and he can barely move, and his lips don't move.
Right. So he's just holding the microphone up to his not-moving mouth.
If you want to go to the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page, you can see a video that somebody's posted. It's a meme of the video of him holding it up, and like his lips are barely moving. It looks like kind of one of those like Hall of Presidents animatronic creatures at Disney World.
The Hall of Presidents and Frankie Valli.
And it just says, you know, me at 6 a.m. when I've been up all night partying.
Yeah.
Barely put it. It's incredible. But like, yeah, people are actually going like, is that him or is that a robot?
Could be. He looks kind of like he's kind of a zombie-looking Al Pacino right now.
Yeah.
If you can picture that in your head.
Now, people that love him, and we love him too. I mean, God bless the guy. He still wants to get out there and perform.
But Grease was like almost 50 years ago.
Exactly.
So
I mean, so, you know, the rest of the people that are singing, I think are singing live.
Right.
And I'm sure it's a great show, but it's just really funny to watch.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's old enough that he could have been like, it would have been fun to see like Trump, Biden, and Frankie Valli in a presidential debate. Like that's like that first debate that he would have fit right in.
I talked to my son, Alex, last night. He's in the Navy. He's stationed in San Diego right now.
Okay.
And a few years ago, he was stationed in Italy. And I went over to visit him in Italy, which is it was really cool.
Kind of a dream trip, and you got to see your son.
Yeah, and he saw a commercial on TV. He said, I think it was a Domino's Pizza commercial, where they talked about people over-tipping all the time. And it reminded him of me and saying, you were over-tipping in Italy.
You tend to tip pretty well.
I do.
Everywhere.
I'm a generous tipper,
in
usually.
General.
Yeah. And so in Italy, I was used to just handing euros to whoever.
Okay.
You know, if you bought like a hat from somebody on the street, you know,
right?
You tip them a little bit because they kind of always had their hand out for stuff.
Okay.
And so the thing is,
were over tipping, he said?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the funny part is, he teases me about this to this day. As I went into like a sporting goods store, you know, like a Foot Locker type place.
Yeah.
And I bought a Naples, soccer club hat.
Okay.
And so the guy is ringing me up and I pay for it. And then I put down a euro on the counter. Like, here's a little something for you.
A little something for you. Get yourself something nice there. Thanks for the service.
And the guy just pushes the coin back to me and goes, no. And I went, and I realized, and so Alex is laughing about it because, like, you know, he's saying, if you went into a Foot Locker and bought, like, a pair of shoes, would you tip somebody at the mall? I went, no, I guess not.
Yeah, he's got a good point there.
And then it evolves into a story over and over of, Grandpa, tell me the story about the American who overtipped. All right, Giuseppe, bring Green Papa some more Chianti, and I will tell you the story again, and then off to bed.
He's still still bringing it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's the running joke.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah. I say those are the best jokes, are the running jokes, that you could do one thing one time inside your family.
Right.
And it can be brought up over and over again at every family event.
Embarrassing things never die.
It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
A man was just sentenced to 2 years in prison for breaking into a woman's house.
Okay.
Well, that's bad. Don't do that.
Yes.
But while he was in there, what did he do when he was in the house? She wasn't home at the time. And he did all her chores.
Stop it. Really?
He hung her laundry out to dry. He put her groceries away. He emptied the recycling bin. He also tidied up her garden. He refilled the bird feeder, organized her refrigerator, mopped the floors, put out a bottle of wine, cooked dinner for her, and left a note that said, don't worry, be happy. And he left before she got home.
Okay, he may be creepy.
Yeah, but
you know, maybe he's like a total psycho, and this has like, you know, really some kind of like horror movie kind of vibes. But from just hearing about it,
yeah,
you don't send this guy to prison. You put a ring on it.
Yeah, why? How is this a crime?
Tell you what, like, come into my house.
Yeah,
like,
break into my house.
Yeah, you want the Keurig? Take it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do chores and clean everything up, I call it, that's worth it.
Yeah, take whatever you want. Just tidy up a little bit.
I mean, yeah, he may have been maybe he was a hideous monster and he was going to do terrible things. Who knows? We don't know the whole story.
That's true.
But just from what we know, let's just expand our imaginations and just say, I wish somebody would break into my house and do all my chores.
That's right. You want to feel really old? Eminem is about to become a grandfather.
I just can't even picture it.
Go see Grandpa Marshall.
Haley's having a baby, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, there is Pink Floyd, the incredible supergroup rock band that has dominated charts for 40 years.
Yeah.
They have sold their music catalog rights for $400 million.
Woo!
I guess they're figured, well, we're done. We should probably just get the money while we can.
Yeah. Yeah, and no kidding.
They've sold the rights to their music and their likeness and all their logos and stuff like that to a big company. And I guess the next big deal that could come down the road is Queen may be selling the rights to their music to somebody, and that could be up to $1 billion.
Wow. So, yeah, be on the lookout for Queen music selling you know, dish soap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right?
So that's what they do. If you missed any of the shows this week, you can catch up with the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Occasionally, we like to listen to it and say, oh, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Because it's all a blur.
Sometimes, as a defense mechanism, exactly. Our brains block out what happened on the show.
What you doing this weekend?
We're going to go to the bookstore, Parnassus Books, over in Green Hills, one of the few remaining, like...
Actual brick-and-mortar bookstores?
Independent, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to do some shopping there. We're going to visit some friends who are camping with their RV, just Old Hickory Lake, just down the road from us.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Supposed to be
beautiful weather.
Toast some marshmallows, have a beverage, and what are you doing this weekend?
Got, of course, softball with my granddaughter, Charlie, today. And tomorrow, Ollie, my grandson, has a soccer game. And I believe we have been voluntold to babysit. So it'll be fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everything involves people 7 and under, something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We're going to be spending most of the weekend going, hey, what is that in your mouth?
Hey, put that down.
Hey.
Get your lips off that thing.
She won't stop touching me.